Grand day. I hope everyone is having such an amazing day, an amazing night. Whenever you hear this, it's been a while. 2 months that I haven't uploaded. Sorry about that. Life has been interesting. I don't want to get into too much detail, but I can definitely begin this podcast with I see why some people really don't have the energy to record videos or have talking kind of format videos on Instagram. When the energy is low, it's really, really hard to pretend. I'm very genuine when it comes to my videos and my work and what I do and stuff like that. And when I do not feel good, it just feels, you can feel it in my phone, through the phone, and you could just feel it. And I don't want to rub that off on you guys, but I also don't want to totally disconnect from, you know, what I've created, what we have created here as a family. And it's just been hard. Trying to balance everything in life is much, much more challenging when there's just real life shit happening. And kudos to everyone that does it, that no matter what comes in the way, you know, everything is getting done. Everything forever will be getting done, as long as you stay connected to the source of your spirit, whatever you believe in. I'm not going to make this a religious podcast. I'm just going to make this a realistic podcast. Life is rough. Nothing is easy. It doesn't come easy. It's not true. It's not easy. Life's not easy. It's beautiful, though. It is a beautiful life we're living. It is full of abundance and full of very strange circumstances. Very strange events. I could tell you just to keep going. I could tell you to just, you know, pretend and put everything to the past. But I feel like these days we just have to really soak in what's going on with everything. If it's hard, if it's easy, if it's anything. Some things are harder than others. But I think you should soak it in for as long as you can. Don't fall into that. Just like stay around people that really love you and really are there for you and can speak to you in ways where it's not like, oh, get over it, man. Like, when you are around that energy, even though that person's not trying to hurt you, because they're not trying to hurt you, they just, you know, different people have different ways to help others cope. Just stay away from that energy. You still love them, but just stay away from anything that might be like, oh, shrug your shoulders, it's fine, just get over it. It's, you know, it's never that easy. But you know, whatever you're going through, you're definitely not alone. The real life shit of life really beats and again, I'm not downing anyone's experience with life and what makes you sad and what triggers you and, you know, anything like that. I'm not. I just want you to know that whatever you may be going through, if you could fix it, if you could find a solution, do not hover out over it so long where you're making yourself really sad or getting depressed. Because there is a lot happening. lives are being lost. People are getting sick. And I don't want you to focus on that, because you know that here we do our best to be happy. But, you know, you guys are my podcast family. This is where we keep it real. And that's it. And I want to tell you guys that no matter how long it takes me, everything, or as long as it takes you, be back. Make sure that you're going to be back. Make sure that you're going to do whatever it takes. Put yourself in the environment. Put yourself in the predicaments. Put yourself with the audios, with the movies that are going to uplift you. Not make you sad. Not none of that. That's going to uplift you. That's going to take you to a place where it's warm and happy. Because it's really easy to get into a dark place and stay there. It's like so easy. It's really hard to maintain the happiness, but it's really easy to get into a dark mode where you don't even know what is what. And that's okay. But it's not okay to stay. So I really, really, really want to push you guys to be your best selves all the time, through the darkness, no matter how hard it gets. So I really do appreciate you guys listening. I really, really, really have fun in every aspect of life with you guys. I just need some time. I'm here. I'm okay. I'm alive. I'm blessed. I'm helping others. And that's what matters the most. That no matter what, you show your face and do what you gotta do. No matter what, okay? There is much more out here than breakups and your order being late and your food being fucking cold. There's way more important shit going on than you putting in a bet and losing a couple of dollars. And honestly, like, there's way worse shit than you staying with that same dude that keeps cheating on you, or you still staying with that girl that's playing you out. There's way more worse shit happening. Again, I'm not downing your situations. I'm not downing your sadness. But one thing I'm gonna tell you is, there is way more happening, darling. Listen, child, I don't want to say too much where I'm, you know, where I sound cold-hearted, but I'm just, I just want to be as transparent as I can, because there's certain things that people just habit, like, are always doing. The habits are destroying folks. Not knowing that people are living some real life tragedy. Which it makes me very sad. I'm very sad. But it's human nature. And one thing is for sure, we're gonna get over this hump. It's gonna be a hump to get over, but there was this song, this Miley Cyrus song called Mountains, I think it is. And I think it goes, there's always gonna be another mountain. You're always gonna have to make it move. Something like that. And it doesn't matter what's on the other side. What matters is the climb. that is the lyrics of the song, I believe. Don't quote me. Yeah. Know that you're always, always really close to to your next best step, for the next best thing, no matter what. And I'm sorry if I sound like this. I really, really don't want to, but to be honest, this is real. This is it. This is real. This is me. Maybe I've been a little absent and whatnot, and because I'm very social media vibes. You guys know me off that. You guys know me in person. Y'all know me. Y'all know that it's always loud, Ruby. Loud, Tyrese. Loud. Whatever the fuck you know me as. But shit has really hit the fan. And I'm doing great. Don't get me wrong. I'm healthy, wealthy, wise. You know what I'm saying? It's just certain things you just can't control. You know, I'm very afraid of the things I can't control sometimes. I'm very afraid of the unknown and the understanding of the unknown. That's a doozy, because, you know, you can't question certain things that happen. But all I've been doing for the last 3 weeks, I believe, almost a month, all I've been doing is questioning everything and why. And God forgive me, but I've been questioning things every night. Barely I could sleep. I'm gonna go get myself some melatonin. I don't have any. I have to buy. But I'm just questioning everything. Just everything I can't control. Because what I can control is just sometimes a bit confusing to me. But then when I realize I could, like, you know, do this, I'm like, yeah, I could do this. I go straightforward, head first. Like, I am not afraid to learn some lessons. But when it comes to the stuff that is just naturally here in this world that we live in this earth, this human experience, I just, you know, when it comes to this, I just wish I had some superpowers. That's black magic, I think. I just wish I had some type of power. Just don't block your own blessings with your vibes. That's what I've been maintaining. I've been maintaining my vibe as much as possible, you know. Just setting the tone for myself and making sure I don't get too dark. Because, you know, I call myself a sad girl. I've always been a sad girl since very young. I don't know. I'm just very emotional. I embrace things like a sponge. And sometimes it's shaking. Just maintain your awesomeness, maintain your energy, maintain your love, maintain your relationships, you know. Surround yourself with people that really, really embrace you. Make sure that you still have that joy and inspiration that you bring to the world. Carry on your joy to other people. Be nice, no matter what. Bring happiness to your family and your friends and whoever loves you. And be nice. Just be nice. You don't know. You really don't know who's going through stuff. You'll never know who's going through things. A lot of people choose to not speak about it. A lot of people don't even act like it's happening. But when you go home, when they go home, that's when they have to deal with it. And they do. With all the power they have. Okay, so be nice. That's all I gotta say. It is 6:56 in the a.m. Living my best life. Laid up. Feeling blessed. Doing my best to understand. Doing my best not to question. I hope you guys have a really good day. And I hope you guys don't let anything, not even yourself, get in the way of your happiness, okay? I love you all so much. Thanks so much for listening always. And I promise I won't, well, I'll do my best to not take another 2 months for my next podcast. Take care of yourself. Bye.